Well, it's good to see all of you here today. We have a number of our people that are on the road traveling today and throughout this next week. We want to remember them in prayer. In our call to worship today on this last Sunday of 2014, we come to the last statement that we find from the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonian believers there. And I want to focus in on verse 24 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." What a reminder that the Apostle Paul, by a pen of inspiration, gives to these people as they are told throughout this passage of the things that they should do. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. These are all things that they are told that they should do. And then the question comes to the human mind, how can I do that? How can I do all of these things that are required of me? Things that should be in my Christian life. Well, isn't it wonderful to know that faithful is He? Just those three words. Faithful is He. If God commands me to do something, I know that I can do it, not because of my own strength, but by the strength that He supplies to me. He's faithful. He's called me to do these things, and that you have to take it in the context of what's been given here. All of these things that have been shared with these Thessalonian believers, how can we do that? Faithful is He that hath called you, who also will do it. In other words, He's not left you here to try to eke it out on your own. Isn't that wonderful to know? Especially as we're looking in, peering from the side into a brand new year, if the Lord tarries, that God is faithful. You know, we've been through many things in 2014. We have no idea what 2015 has to offer. But we do know that there is a God, the true and living God, who is faithful, who also will do it. That's the comfort of the Christian. I don't have to wring my hands and worry and fear. I don't know what things I'm going to face next year, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to get through it. Well, it's one day at a time, is it not? One day at a time, trusting our faithful God, who also will do it. In other words, He'll give us the strength that we need to get through each and every day, today, tomorrow, until He comes. We have a faithful God. Let's not diminish our God in any way, shape, or form. Let's learn of Him. Let's learn who He is and that He is ever faithful. And there is not one trouble, there is not one problem, there is not one difficulty that I cannot face, because I have the God of the universe who loved me and gave Himself for me, who sent His only begotten Son for me, and He is faithful. And so Paul ends this series of thoughts with the Thessalonian believers by encouraging them that their strength is not enough, but God's strength is more than enough. And that is an encouragement to me, and I hope it will be an encouragement to you as we go into another year, if the Lord tarries and allows us to go into 2015, that no matter what we may face, we have a God that is faithful. And that we have a God who will do it. That is, He will provide the might and the strength to be able to carry out whatever task, face whatever difficulty that I may have to face in the coming year. And may God give us the grace and the faith to believe what God has said in His Word.